let's talk about the visit to Washington, D.C. You were at a hospitality industry conference, and you were headed back after some good food with friends when your taxi suddenly became a getaway car. Can you paint that surprising picture?
Yes, this was a very interesting evening. It started about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night with a woman jumping in our taxi. There were three of us in the back seat, and the driver and a friend of mine, Ricardo, in the front seat, and she jumped in the front seat. His door was unlocked, and she jumped in his lap in the front seat. That was 10:30, 11 at night, and the whole process lasted till about 5 in the morning, so it was a 6 or 7 hour ordeal for us.
Oh, man.
The bottom line was that she told us she was being threatened by somebody, and she screamed, "He's got a gun." And, of course, we didn't know what she was talking about. When I turned around and looked, there was a gentleman in the middle of the street about 4 or 5 car lengths behind us that was running towards the taxi, pointing a gun at us as if he was going to shoot at us.
What does that feel like, by the way? I've never had a gun pointed at me in anger. What's the feeling you get?
Have you had a gun pointed at you not in anger?
Actually, probably, but that's another story.
It was very nerve-wracking, and I said to the driver, "Let's go, he's got a gun, let's go." And he was more concerned about a red light that he didn't want to drive through than the guy chasing us with a gun. So after a little prompting, he understood exactly what the situation was, and we got going.